Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Wonder-working power! Wonder-working power! Wonder-working power! It's in the blood! It's in the blood, sir!
Wonder-working power!
Demon chasing power!
Wonder-working power!
Sickness breaking power!
Wonder-working power!
It's in the blood!
It's in the blood! It's in the blood!
Wonder-working power!
Wonder-working power!
Wonder-working power! Demon chasing power!
Wonder-working power!
It's in the blood!
It's in the blood! It's in the blood!
The blood of the Lamb! Jesus and his blood for me.
Say, the blood and the name agree.
Saying the same thing. Jesus and his blood for me.
Hallelujah. 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 I said hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus, we have overcome.
Amen.
And I see you becoming an overcomer.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I wanted to thank God for the power that is in the blood, that is working for you and for me. Let's give God thanks for the power in the blood that is working for you and for me. The blood is against the enemy, but the blood is for us. Somebody lift up your voice and thank God for the power that is in the blood. Father, we give you glory and praise. Please do that from the depth of your heart. Let God know how grateful you are. I give you praise, Lord. I give you praise. I give you praise. Now worship him for the privilege of being in his presence this morning. Lord, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. I magnify you. I glorify you. I exalt you. Take all the glory and the honor. Thank you for bringing us to such an awesome month. And all that you have in stock for us. It should be a month we shall not forget in an hurry. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have given thanks. John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth, for thy word is truth. Somebody say amen to that. Say with me, sanctified to be glorified. What's the theme of the month? What's the theme of the month? Say louder, what's the theme of the month? And again, what is the theme of the month? Your glorious destiny shall not be dashed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, send me a word of sanctification this morning. Send me a word of sanctification. Is our covenant day of no more loss? Send me a word of sanctification. Send us your word of sanctification. Let your word come. Let every life be blessed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Father, we thank you for your presence already here. You were here before we came. Thank you for your move in our midst. Thank you for the testimonies of your word. The Lord was walking with them, confirming the word with signs and wonders. Thank you for raising giants in our midst. Thank you for the testimonies of breaking limits. To you alone be the glory and the honor. Lord, let the service of today answer for each one. by the encounter in the service today, bring every one of us to a realm of no more lust. I thought I would hear a loud amen.
Amen.
In this service, let the sick be healed. In this service, let the oppressed be delivered. In this service, let every worshiper possess their possession. For all you do, we vow to give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please, you can say loud, amen. Hallelujah. Help me welcome your neighbor to the left, to the right. Tell them welcome to church. You shall be blessed. Amen. Somebody one more time, please celebrate the Lord with a clap offering. To God alone be all the glory. Hallelujah. Nicodemus came to Jesus in John 3 and verse 2. He said, I am fully aware that no man can do these things except the Lord be with him. God indeed has been with us. And we are seeing things that we have never seen before. Hallelujah. This week again, all of the various events went very successfully. To God alone be the glory. Are you sure you are clapping for Jesus? Our Wolfbeat program, BCCLCC, was a massive, huge success from what you saw. And to the glory of God, we are going to be having a special graduation ceremony for them in the second service. Hallelujah. To God alone be all the glory. Amen and amen. The last time we had LCC was in 2004. And here in 2006, God has granted us the privilege again to have it. To God alone be the glory. Our Teens Blast was also a huge success. Amen. We saw the young men and young women. That's to tell us that the future is bright and the future is secured. Would you say amen to that? None in your family shall be lost.
Amen.
None of the young men and young women in your family shall be lost.
Amen.
Every one of them will fulfill their destiny.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Today, God will bring you to that realm of no more lust.
Amen.
You can say loud amen.
Amen.
Say with me, no more lust.
No more.
Louder you can, no more lust.
No more.
The loudest you can, say no more lust.
No.
We're going to be looking at the word beginning from today, caption, Understanding Pathways to Sanctification. Understanding Pathways to Sanctification. And today will be part one as we build again in this month. God has spoken ahead. And the good news is that every believer's destiny is ordained for glory. It's ordained for glory. It's ordained for glory. Hallelujah. Psalm 23 verse 1 to 3. Let's begin from there. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. Verse 3. Let's read verse 3 again. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name. And that's where we got that teaching from. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. He leadeth me, present continuous. So the path of righteousness is a present continuous thing. It's not an end, it's a journey. In Proverbs 4, verse 18, the Bible says, that path shines more and more and more unto what? The perfect day. So it's a present continuous journey until your last breath on the earth. So no one can say I'm there. It's a present continuous journey. Sanctification is not a state, it's a process. It is the process of separation unto God for his will and for his purpose on the earth. From scriptures, it is clear that God does not use everything and anything. 2 Corinthians 2:19, the foundation of the Lord standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. God knows. 2 Timothy 2:19, the Lord knows. The Lord knows. Let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Please, media, please follow me as much as we can, please. Depart from iniquity. 2 Timothy 2:19, please. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. He said, in a great house, verse 20, there are not just vessels of gold and silver, but there are also clay. There are also vessels of woods. Some to honor and others to dishonor. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 21. If any man would therefore take responsibility and purge himself, clean himself, make a choice to take care of the defilement, he said, he shall be a vessel unto honor. So listen, it is not God that determines your vessel. You are absolutely responsible for the outcome of your vessel. Sanctify, he said, and meet for the master's use. God does not use anything, and God does not use everything. If God will use anything, it has to go through the process of what? Sanctification. Somebody say sanctification. And sanctification is the gateway to glorification. Sanctification. Yes, glory is our destiny, but sanctification is a passageway. It leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. So as a way to introduce, God will never tell us to do what he has not engraced us to do. Somebody say amen to that. Did you hear what I've just said? I said, God will never tell us to do what he has not engraced us. You see, God is not a tax master. 1 John 5:3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandment. And his commandment are not grievous. Listen to me. The commandment are not hard. It is our hardened heart that makes it hard. They are not grievous. They are not burdensome. They are not heavyweight. As a matter of fact, in Matthew 11, verse 30 and verse 31, is a common lane of me. Carry my yoke. He said they are light. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. So where did you get your burden from? The commandments are easy. It's your complex life and your hardened heart that makes it hard. My commandments are easy. They are easy. My yoke are easy and they are light. Can you see that? And God cannot lie. So you and God, who is lying? God will not tell us to be what he has not empowered us to be. If you hear, say I hear. He will not. 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. But as he is, has called you his holy, he said, therefore, be holy in all manner of conversation. 16. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. Matthew 5:48. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is what? Job 1 and verse 1. Check this out. Nobody can. So let's see. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. A man that was what? A man that was what? Was he an angel? A man that was what? An upright. Hear me. The world may be crooked, but you are not meant to be. Even though we are in this world, we are not what? Of the world. So you better wake up and stop giving excuses for your defilement. They are too much than me. No. This man was perfect and upright. May God find you in that place. I said, may God find you and me in that place. That is why sanctification is a choice. Now, please, pay attention to the things I'm saying. One word by one word. It's not a gift. No, you know, Job was a special man. There's nothing like that. He was also a man. He was also a man. It's a choice and not a gift. That's why the Bible says in that scripture, in 2 Timothy chapter 2 that we read, verse 21, if any man purges himself, can you say that? It's a choice. It's a responsibility. Is a work. W-O-R-K. Is a work. Somebody say work. Philippians 2. Let's read verse 12 and verse 13. Is a work. Is a responsibility. Wherefore, beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation. With what? Fear. And trembling. Work it out. And don't look at me as you are doing it, because I may fail you. The standard is Jesus. Somebody say, I hear. Say, you know, I was following a pastor and then he started saying something and I said, I didn't do anything. No, the pastor is not your standard. Jesus is our standard. True of us. You saw it in that scripture. It said, be ye holy as your pastor is holy. Is that what it said? Be ye perfect as your pastor is perfect. No. So man is not your... See, listen, in the journey of Christianity, man is not your standard. Man is not. Are there no great man of God that have fallen today? People used to preach holiness like fire, and today now they say you can do what you like. As if they are the one that wrote the Bible. Please don't be deceived. Christianity is not emotional. Christianity is decisional. Decisional. Deuteronomy 30 and verse 19. I set before you this day life and death, blessing and curse. He said, you choose. Make your choice. It's a choice. It's a choice. You know, anytime I see her, I just begin to lust. It's your choice. It's your choice. It's your choice. It's your choice. Somebody say it's your choice. May you and me make the right choice. May you and me make the right choice. May you and me make the right choice. It is not a gift. It's a choice. It's a choice. We take responsibility. Let me ask you a question. Who bet you before you came to church today? Huh? Oh, you didn't bet? You don't get the gist. Who brushed your teeth before you came to church today? Huh? Who is breathing for you? Now, it's a choice, sir, and it's a personal choice. Now, listen to me. There is no wife that can make me miss heaven. I don't care how devil she is, because I've made up my mind. How can you now bring your own destiny to the place of destruction because of what people are doing to you? They have chose to go to hell. Do you want to go with them? Make the right choice now. Don't be stupid. Everybody to his destiny, sir. Everybody to his destiny. No friend, no brother, no sister should lure you outside the path of righteousness. It's a choice. It's not a gift. Joshua said, as for me and my house, who serve the Lord? It's a choice. Joshua 24:15. If they be willing and they are obedient, Isaiah 1:19. They be willing is their will. I need their will. Say, they shall eat the good of the land. Somebody say, help me, Lord. Do you know why it's a choice? In Romans 6:14, it says, sin shall no longer have dominion over you again. Somebody say, I hear. Louder, you can say, I hear. Louder, you can say, I hear. Jesus have taken care of the devil for your sake. All you need to do is position yourself properly, and you are there. Verse 16 of Romans 6. Know ye not, he said, that to whom you, not them, you, to whom you now yield yourself, you have become servant of that thing. Don't be a servant to the devil. You are the one that yielded yourself. You are the one that opened yourself. So you can make that choice going forward, that I refuse to yield myself. I refuse to be a vessel of dishonor. I want to be a vessel of honor. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I receive grace. The past can be past. But if the past will pass, you must let it go. You must what? You must what? God does not hold our past against us. Somebody say, I hear. Yes, he does not hold our past against us. He will only write them off when we truly repent. Proverbs 28:13. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whosoever confess and forsake them, he will have mercy. Somebody say, Lord, have mercy. 1 John 1:8-10. If any man say that I have no sin, we deceive ourselves. 1 John 1:8. If any man say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Verse 9. But if we confess our sin, what happened? He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all. Can you see how it works? We must admit it. We must confess it. And we must forsake it. Listen to me. Your past righteousness does not count today. Ezekiel 18:20. Please open your heart and hear what God is saying. Ezekiel 18:20-24. Your past righteousness does not count today. The soul that sinneth, the word sinneth means present. What shall it do? It shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father. You see now, every man to his own. Neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be on him, personal. And the wickedness of the wicked shall also be upon him. So when you see people doing things that are wrong, don't join them. It has become a personal thing. Everyone will stand on his own. Let's read further, please. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go further. But if the wicked will turn from all his sin that he has committed past, and he keep all my statutes and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. Can you see that? Present continuous. All his transgression that he has committed, they shall not be mentioned of him. In his righteousness that he has done, he shall live. Present. I have no pleasure of all. I have no pleasure. God does not have pleasure in the death of the wicked, says the Lord. And not he should, but that he should return from his ways and live. God is not looking for who to kill. He's looking for who to help. Somebody say, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Now look at 24. And this is where it shocks me more. He said, but when the righteous, he used to be righteous yesterday, he now turned from his righteousness today and now start doing nonsense today. Can you see that? That's what he's saying. And thus all the abomination that the wicked man doeth, shall he live? All his righteousness that he has done in the past shall not be mentioned. So listen to me. When Jesus comes today, what he catches you do today is what will be presented. So if you are not a thief yesterday, but you just stole your wife money today, what are you now today? My thief. But you see, I've never stole before. What are you now? Even God, no, I didn't lie. I've never lied before. But you just lied now. So the past does not count in our righteous work. That's why the Bible says the path of a just is a shining light that shines more and more. Brother, you used to be a firebrand before. But now you have become cold as ice water. It's today, not yesterday. God is not looking at your past. He's checking your present. Great guy, great sister. But now, you are now admitting. You are feeling cool. Those things you normally say, I don't do. Now you say, you know, let's just, so that they won't say we don't accommodate. We need to be social. Thank you, Jesus. Can you carry fire in your bosom and not be burnt? Talk to me, church. Can you put fire in your cloth and don't be burnt? Can you put fire inside you and not be burnt? Can you put fire inside you and not be burnt? You better wake up. Sin has got no interest. In my study this week, it came very strong. I wrote it down in my note, and the Lord said to me, there is a death sentence over every sinner and over every sin. There is a death sentence. When I read that scripture, that was what I noted in my own Bible study. There is a death sentence over every sinner. The soul that sinned, he shall die. There is a death sentence. The wages of sin is, not was. Romans 6:23. Is. All of these I've said is to let you know that to live a life of sanctification is possible. Somebody say it's possible. But it's possible when your faith is involved. Somebody say my faith. Somebody say my faith. Somebody say my faith. Because what you don't believe, you can't receive. What you don't believe, you can't receive. John 3:16, God so loved the world, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. Shall not. Your faith is needed. Your faith is needed. Matthew 9:29 is to everyone according to his faith. If Christians will have faith, the way they have faith for healing, and they have faith for righteousness, we have more righteous people. When it comes to killing devil, we have faith for it. When it comes to dealing with sickness, we have faith for it. But when we now say faith for living holy, It's not possible. That's why it has never been possible. Because what you don't believe cannot happen. Hebrews 11. Look at the story of this man. Verse 5 and verse 6. Let's learn from his story. Hebrews 11, verse 5 and verse 6. By faith, Enoch was translated. He should not see death. He was found, and he was not found because God translated him. For before his translation, he had a testimony. What was the testimony? That he pleased God. Please help me tap your neighbor and say, you can please God. Don't buy all those things they are saying. Don't buy it. And how did he please God? By faith. How did he please God? 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 Now look at verse 6. Now without faith, it is impossible to what? So you need your faith. You can't put your faith outside and say, you know what? I want to walk with God. No, you need faith. You need to believe. Believe in the word of righteousness. Believe in the process of righteousness. Believe in the process of sanctification. By faith. By faith. By faith. Somebody say, I will make it.
I will make it.
Louder, you can say, I will make it.
I will make it.
In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 6, it says, since therefore it is remitted that some must enter. Some must enter. But it was first preached, entered not because of unbelief. So unbelief cut you out. Believe connect you in. Please believe. Believe. I will make it. Can I ask you a question? Are there people in heaven right now? Huh? Okay, in case you are not aware, we are told in the Bible that Abraham's bosom, right? At least you know that one. So Abraham is in heaven. Two of us? Two of us? Two of us? How did Abraham make it? So if Abraham make it, can you make it?
Yes,
tell your neighbor you can make it. John 14 verse 1 to 3. Jesus told us that he is going to make mansion. For who? For demons. For who? Say my mansion is among it. My mansion is among it. Well, I may not have mansion here, but come on, man. I have mansion in heaven, man. You need to see my mansion. Matthew Street. Matthew's name. If that's the name we will bear. I have mansion, man. I'm going to confuse myself. I'm going to make it there. You better make it, too. Because this I will be smiling, you better make it, too. Don't let any devil take you out. Satan is making you think it's not possible. Will God go and be building mansion for fun? Is it for waste? Your mansion is there. Did you hear what I said? I said your mansion is there. I will get there. Somebody say, I will get there. Louder you can, I will get there. And the loudest, I will get there. So quickly, what are the pathways to sanctification? I haven't said all these things. Number one, we must propose to live sanctified life. We must propose. Daniel 1:8. And Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not defile himself. Somebody say proposed. Please say it with me. Say propose. Loudest you can say propose. We must propose. God needs your will to work with. In other words, you must make up your mind that it is possible. I can do it. Not everybody is corrupt. Amen. Some people are having headache. Does it mean everybody in the earth is having headache? No. Not everybody is corrupt. In the time of Daniel, Daniel proposed that he was going to be different. Please help me tell your neighbor, you need to be different. You need to. Daniel 6 verse 5, they could not find any fault in Daniel. Daniel 6:28, Daniel prospered in the land. Daniel prospered in the land. But it began with a purpose. Please don't play down on your choice. It is your God-given asset to make the most of your destiny. Now, let me say this and we'll move. When you made the choice to give your life to Christ, why did Satan not stop you? Have you thought about it? Why do you now think that as you make up your mind to live for God, Satan will stop you? The day you made up your mind, the Lord, I'm giving my life to you, why did the devil not stop you? You didn't even know much as you know now. Why should Satan now stop you when you make choice now? Your choice is your God-given asset to make the most of your destiny. Your choice is your God-given asset to make the most of your destiny. Your choice is more powerful than the devil. Please note that down. You have given too much power to the devil. Your choice is more powerful than the devil. When you made that choice that day, Satan could not hold you down. Somebody say, I hear. So propose. All the things I used to do, I do them no more. All the things I used to say, I say them no more. All the places I used to go, I go there no more. There's a great change since I met the Lord. There's a great change since I met the Lord. There is a great change since I met the Lord. There is a great change since I met the Lord. There's a great change since I met the Lord. Give the Lord a big clap offering, please. Don't go there again. Number two, we must watch and pray. We must watch and pray to stay sanctified. Matthew 26:41. He said, watch and pray, lest you fall into temptation. The word watch means a state of alertness and sensitivity. Be alert in your environment. Call a spade. Call fire, fire. Don't say fire is smoke. Amen. You too, you know, you must watch and pray. You know that this lady coming at you, she's giving you advances. Call a spade. Be a security man over your life. Secure your destiny. Stop saying you are praying at 12 midnight. Watch and pray, brother. Watch, watch. It didn't just say pray, pray. Watch. It means open your eyes, shine your eyes, be sensitive to your environment. When a man begins to touch you unnecessarily, when he's sending advances at you, how can somebody be married and he's telling you, I love you, and you are smiling? You should report him to his wife. That's the best place to clap for Jesus, please. Yes. Yes. See, I'm just trying to see if he mean it. Mean what? If you made that mistake, don't make that nonsense mistake again in your life. How can you be married and you are telling me? For what? I report you to your wife. But if because you like it. You say, they love me. Wow. If you scatter somebody's marriage, you may never have one. You may never. It's not a curse. Whatsoever a man soweth, the same. Stop liking people's wife and stop liking people's husband. There are single people out there for Jesus' sake. What kind of demon is doing you? The only place the demon moves you is married people. What kind of a demon is that? I'm preaching. Preaching. Watch, watch. Matthew 6:9-13. Lead us not into temptation, he said. But what? Deliver us from what? So it's a daily affair. It's a daily affair. It's a daily affair. Watch, watch. Watch what you watch. Watch what you read. Watch what you read. Watch what you are watching. Am I making sense? Watch what you are watching when people are not watching. When you are hiding, watch what you are watching. Watch what you are reading. Watch what you are hearing. Watch. These are things we do. Nobody will do it for you. You know your weak point. Why are you exposing yourself? You know I'm weak in this area. Why are you exposing yourself? Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 5:8. Be watchful. Be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, is seeking. Be watchful. Be watchful. Be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil. Your adversary, the devil. Hallelujah. Amen. Please set a watch over your life. I was telling them in the Wolfbe. I said, some of us, it is not proud. It may be very difficult to fall in some kinds of sin. You hear that? Pastor raped me. For what? Not even when I was not safe. I don't go to any woman's house alone. Never. Yeah, Pastor raped me. Where, please? How? If I will visit, even if you are a man, most of you that we have come to your house, did I come alone? Do you know I learned it? Jesus. Jesus never went anywhere alone. The only place Jesus stood alone was in prayer. Even in that prayer, he took 3 people there. But you alone. He said, I'm visiting, brother and sister. Well done. Well done. Clap on for you. You are very strong. So, you know, we're having business meeting. We're just having some coffee and just some business transactions. Well done. Business transaction to become, you know, you look very nice today. So, thank you. Can we have more of these again? Oh, why not? I hope you are getting the gist. I hope you are getting my gist. Please wake up. Don't do these things alone so that you don't crash. Thank you, Jesus. 3, we must continue to cleanse ourselves by the power of the blood of the word. Psalm 119 verse 9 to 11. It says, wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to the word. Can you see that? By taking heed. You want to cleanse your way. Psalm 119 from verse 9 to 11. You cleanse by taking heed to the word. Verse 10. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let not me wander from what? Thy commandment. 11. Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I may not. So take word shower daily, the same way you bath daily. Ephesians 5:26, that he may sanctify and cleanse it by the washing of the water by the word. Can you see that? The word is like a water that washes you. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3, paraphrase. He said he will meditate day and night. So take daily word shower. Can you now see why some people are more prone to temptation and some are not? You live all day, no word, no Bible study, no thinking on the word, no meditation on the word. When you face temptation, how will you face it? Jesus faced the devil with it is written. It is written. Matthew chapter 4 from verse 4 all the way. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. So when the devil came, temptation 1, he said, it is written. Temptation 2, it is written. If Jesus was not conversant with the Bible, will he know what is written? So you have to. If our Jesus, our perfect example, stood using that same, it is written, you also must do the same. We must meditate day and night. And finally, we must crave for the endowment of the spirit of holiness. Somebody say, I hear. Matthew 5, 6. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. These are the ways, sir. These are the ways. How hungry are you to live a holy life? Romans 1, 4. It said Jesus was declared to be the Son of God with power by the Spirit of holiness. The Holy Ghost is our divine helper. Let's make use of him. Hebrews 4, 16. Come boldly to the throne of grace that you may obtain grace to help in the time of need. Holy Ghost, help me. Empower me against this temptation that is trying to lure me and take me away. Somebody say, I hear. What are the costs of ungodliness? In other words, what do you stand to lose when you live an ungodly life? Number one, it blocks your access to help in time of trouble. Somebody say, God forbid. Psalm 33, verse 18 and 19. Behold, the eyes of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. 19. To deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. The eyes of the Lord is upon them that fear him. When Hezekiah was afflicted to death, it was his righteous stand that bailed him out. Isaiah 38, verse 1 to 5. This man stood before God and began to speak to God. You look at from verse 2. He said, oh Lord, have I not walked upright before thee? Verse 2 and verse 3. I have walked before thee in truth and in perfect heart. I have done that which is good in thy sight. I tell Christians, I said, you must get to a point that your righteousness must speak. Otherwise, you are making fun. Your right, that's what makes us different from the people in the world. Our righteousness must speak in the time of trouble. So when God wants to destroy them, God said, if I see 10 righteous people, I won't destroy them. It will save you, sir, in the days of calamity. He salvaged Noah when the flood was coming. Noah and his family was the only one that was fearing and serving God. And God said, I will spare you. May the Lord spare you. May the Lord spare you. May you not see destruction. Number two, it will destroy destiny. Somebody say, God forbid. The wages of sin is death. Period. It destroys destiny. Romans 6, 23. It destroys destiny. It won't destroy any one of us. It won't destroy any one of us. Many of us are familiar with the story of Achan. I don't have all the time. But you can note this down. Joshua chapter 7, verse 20 to 25. He died and all his family. Why? Because of covetousness. Taking things that was not supposed to be taken. Gehazi, the same thing. He went after Naaman and lied and took what was not meant to be taken. And leprosy came on him. 2 Kings 5, 20 to 27. It destroys destiny. Gehazi was supposed to collect the anointing of Elisha. He missed it. Herod died on the spot. Acts chapter 12, verse 21 to 24, because of pride. They were telling him about his achievement, and he stood there and was just enjoying himself. The Bible says angels came, smote him, and worm ate him up. Because pride goeth before a fall. Your head is too big that nobody can correct you. Your fall is almost near. It's not a curse. It's not a curse. Because if you are the high and mighty, you will soon fall. God is the only I am mighty. Please, can I say this to you? There should be no one here under the sound of my voice that people cannot call you and correct you. It's a danger that people can't correct you. It's a danger that there's no one in this world that can press your button and say, stop, you are doing wrong thing. You are the high and mighty. It's a pathway to the proud people. God will not louder. You can just access to divine secret. Psalm 25 verse 14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. And divine secret is the making of stars in the kingdom. God will reveal his secret to you. God will keep telling you things. God will keep speaking to you through things. See that in Daniel 1:8, Daniel 2:19. God revealed things to Daniel because Daniel would not be a part of all forms of corruption. Number four, it opens the door to sickness and disease. Somebody say, God forbid. Jesus healed this man in John 5, verse 1 all the way to 14. The 14th part of it, saw the same man. He said, go and see no more. John 5, 14. Go and see no more. He said, least a worse than this will come on you. Why not all sickness are a result of sin? Many are. Many are. Many are. John chapter 2 and verse 5, it says, son, thy sin is forgiven thee. And that man came out of leprosy for life. The sin that will bring us down, that will bring sickness and disease, may we not be found in it. Somebody say, I receive grace. As we begin to come into conclusion, please let's know that the mind is the battlefield. What did I say? The mind is the battlefield. Mark 7 verse 21. And from within, out of the heart of a man, proceed evil thoughts, adultery, fornication, murder, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, and evil eye, and blaspheming, and pride, and foolishness. Verse 23. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. All these things we are saying is inside. So if you are going to clean the cup, where do you start from? Start from inside. We don't drink outside. We drink from inside. We must mind our mind. Because that is where all these things come from. A lot of us are going through trauma by the reason of the things we have gone through. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 all the way to 5. Verse 5 and verse 6. It says, casting down every imagination that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. Somebody say, I hear. Somebody say, I hear. Anything inside you that want to defy you, I see God breaking it out of your life. Amen. Please say louder, amen. As you say louder, amen. Amen. So what are you learning today? Get back home and begin to mind your mind. Mind the things going inside. If you are going to win the war against sin, you must mind. Because everything going inside is what actually comes out. It begins with imagination. From imagination, it becomes a decision. From a decision, it becomes an action. If you are going to stop the action, you have to stop the imagination first. That's where it begins from. Somebody say, I receive grace. Louder you can, I receive grace. 1 Peter 1:13, it says, guide the loins of your mind. Guide it. Guide your mind. Guide your mind. Proverbs 4:23, it says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of your heart comes all the issues of your life. Somebody say, I receive grace. In this covenant day of no more lust, there shall be no more lust in your life. Amen. Please say louder, amen, and receive that. Amen. I said, there shall be no more lust in your life. Amen. I said, there shall be no more lust in your life. Amen. I said, there shall be no more lust in your life. Whatever any one of us have lost to the life of unrighteousness, I pray by the redemptive power of God, there shall be recovery this morning in the name of Jesus. In John 10 and verse 10, it said, the thief come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you may have life, and you have it what? In abundance. Somebody say the loudest amen.
Amen.
Man began to lose when he fell to sin. You see that in Genesis chapter 3. That was where the loss began. So how do we overcome losses? We need to go back to the source. Go back to the base. Number one, if you don't want to be losing again, you must be born again. You must refuse to fall again. You must refuse to fall again. You must refuse to fall again. John 10:10, he said, but I have come that you may now have. You are not losing again. You now have. You now have. Somebody say, I will have. Louder, you can say, I must have. You now have. You don't lose again. You lose to sin, but you gain to righteousness. And then number two, and then we'll begin to pray. You make up your mind to now serve. You now serve God and serve the interest of his kingdom. How does that play? Take for instance, Exodus 23, 25. He said, when you serve the Lord, he will bless. When you serve the Lord, he will bless. When you serve the Lord, he will bless. And Solomon tells us in Proverbs 10, 22, he said, the blessings of the Lord had and does not take. The blessings of the Lord, put that on the screen, Proverbs 10, 22. He said, the blessings of the Lord make it and does not add sorrow. So when you are serving, you cannot lost. You cannot lost. Serving who? Serving God. Serving the interest of his kingdom. Somebody say, I hear. Serving God with your life. Serving God with your time. Serving God with your resources. Somebody say, I hear. Serving God with everything inside you. All that is within me, as you serve, he is hardened. That's where Matthew 6, 33 comes. You seek God and his righteousness. Can you see that? What will he do? I will hard. All these things shall be hardened. You don't lose. When you are serving God and the interest of it, you don't longer lose. It takes you from losses to gaining. You are not losing when you serve God. I have good news for you, people. You don't lose when you serve God. You don't lose when you listen to his word and you put it to work. You have had something this morning. It's not because pastor hates you. It's because pastor wanted to be well with you. The truth is this. When God loves you, he corrects you. When God loves you, he instructs you. Just like every parent will do to their children. You want it best for your children, so you tell them this is how to live life. Not because you hate them. Not because you don't want them to enjoy life. But because you want what? The best for them. Is it out of the love of the Father that this gospel has been preached to you this morning? Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Say with me, I will make it. And I will not stop my journey halfway. You want to rise up on your feet and just pray that prayer. Lord, I will make it. And I will not stop my journey halfway. I will make it. I will not stop my journey halfway. I will make it. I will not stop my journey halfway. I will make it. I will not stop my journey halfway. I will make it. I will not stop my journey halfway. I will make it. I will not stop my journey halfway. Lord, give me the grace. 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 Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. The journey is salvation, like we said. When you give your life to Christ, it is the journey of no more loss. When you are surrendered to Christ, it is the journey of no more loss. Please, I want to pray for anyone in our midst who want to say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want him to be the Lord and the Savior of my soul. I want to begin this path of righteousness. I've run my own life. I'm seeing where he's heading. The soul that's seen it, the Bible says, he shall die. God does not wish that any should perish, but that all will come to what? Eternal life. The Bible says, when you hear his voice, as in this day, he said, do not harden your heart. I want to pray for you wherever you are. Lift up your right hand. You want to surrender to Jesus. You want a new life. You are born again before. You are backslided. You had the message today. God does not look at your past righteousness. He's counting the one of today. Can you truly say that you are walking that path? But you can be restored. You can come back to Him. Anywhere, everywhere. Please give me the privilege. Let's pray for you. Lift up your right hand. Take a bold step. Come forward. And we'll pray for you. You want to give your life to Christ? You want to rededicate your life to Christ? Please, anywhere you are. Anywhere you are. Anywhere you are. I want to encourage you. Get down here quickly. Church, give Jesus a big hand. We can encourage anyone. 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 If you want to come, please come. We are waiting for you. That's why we are waiting a bit. We are waiting for you. Come. Come. It's a bold step. Respond to the call of His salvation. Something tells you, you are supposed to be in front. That is the voice of God. That is the voice of God. That is the voice of God. Will you respond to that voice? Will you respond to that voice? That young man, that young woman, will you respond to that voice? Will you respond to that voice? I'm still waiting for that girl. Will you respond to that voice? I'm still waiting for that woman. Will you respond to this voice? I'm still waiting for you. Will you respond to this voice? Church, give Jesus a big hand. We can encourage anyone that wants to come. Please come. Please come. Please come. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow.
Love makes me white as snow.
I want to pray, but please, I want to give still room. Somebody needs to be here, but you are trying to postpone it. Please, I want to plead with you. The truth is, no one knows tomorrow. I can't guarantee you tomorrow, but I can guarantee what is happening now. Except a man be born again, he cannot. Please, wherever you are, take a bold step. Let's pray for you. I'm about to pray. But you need to get down here and say, Pastor, I want to make this decision for Jesus. Everyone in front, put your right hand on your chest. We are going to pray a very simple prayer. Please mean this prayer as you pray, because something new is about to happen in your life. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today in total surrender. I cannot help myself. I need your forgiveness. And I need your mercy. With your precious blood, wash me, cleanse me, make me a new person. From today, I make a vow that I will serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. I pray for you right now that the same grace that have made you make this decision will keep you for life. You will not go back to the old life again. The power to begin to walk the path of righteousness comes upon you afresh. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please just say a loud amen. Amen. You want to open your eyes, Saz and Maz, and you go with our kingdom friends, please. Go with them. See our pastor, let them help you with the decision you have made. And then God bless you. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 14, and we are going to pray as we take the communion this morning. This communion is a different communion. Everyone look at the screen and read with me. One, two, go. Everyone, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead work to serve the living God? I want you to pray for yourself. There are two prayers we want to pray, and they are personal. Number one, Lord, as I take this communion, purge my conscience from dead work. Purge me. You know, conscience is inside, isn't it? We said everything starts from where? Lord, purge me from inside out through this blood today so that I can serve you. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer.
Somebody pray that prayer. Please pray that prayer for yourself. Lord, purge me. Purge me from every dead work. It's a personal thing and it's a choice. You know the things that want to defile you. You know the things that are distracting you. Lord, as I take this communion, purge me. Purge me. Purge me from dead work. Purge me from all forms of addictions, all forms of afflictions, all things. Purge me. Purge me, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Second prayer for yourself. John chapter 6 and verse 57. It says, as the living Father have sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even shall live by me. Are you catching that now? John 6, 57. Lord, as I take this communion, I'm empowered into the realms of no more lust. I am empowered into the realm of what? No more lust. The realm of losing things. Let it be finally over in my life. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer. As I take this communion, I'm empowered into the realm of no more lust. No more lust. In my spiritual life, in my physical life, in my finances, in my business, in my career. Is somebody praying that prayer? I am empowered. Empower me like Christ into the realm of no more lust. 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 And no more lust. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, we design your body again this morning. That as we take this communion, every lust in every life by the blood is finally over. Somebody believe God with a loud amen. Every conscience is purged by the blood from today. Receive the power to begin to live like Christ. Receive the power to begin to manifest like Christ. He said, the blood carries the life. Therefore, that life that is in Christ, that makes for abundance, that makes for righteousness, that makes for sanctification, receive it from this day in the name of Jesus. I decree that the things that used to hold you down will not hold you down again. You are not going back to your vomit again. You are not going back to hold life again. Power to manifest like Christ. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. From this table, every sickness is cursed. Every disease is cursed. It becomes your table of health. Your table of healing. Your table of vitality. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Please take your seats. The ushers will lead you to where you will go and take your communion. You get down there, take your communion. Choir, please sing us victory songs. Victory songs that is in the blood as much as possible. Hallelujah. Amen. When they lead you, get down there, take your communion. You are blessed.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.